Good afternoon. This is the National Weather Service in Anchorage, Alaska, with Tuesday's Alaska statewide weather. A trough extending from southwest to northeast across interior Alaska brought some scattered rain showers and mostly cloudy skies to the southwestern portion of the state. West Central Interior had some rain and snow showers occurring with areas of snow along the upper Yukon Valley for around Fort Yukon, as well as areas of the Brooks Range, Anetuvik Pass to the eastern Arctic coast. Partly sunny skies occurred over south central Alaska today, and the Copper River Basin was variably cloudy with some sun breaks as well as a few showers around the panhandle. A front brought some rain into the eastern Aleutians, showers over the central Aleutians, and then rain over the western areas. That'll end tonight. Low pressure will move east-southeastward just north of the Aleutian chain and slowly weaken. It'll keep it wet and unsettled from Adak-Anatka eastward into the Alaska Peninsula ahead of the front, with possible southeast winds gusting to 30 miles per hour around Cold Bay. Otherwise, a weak trough will produce some shower activity from the Barren Islands across the southern Kenai Peninsula into western Prince William Sound. Areas of snow will continue along the lower and upper Yukon River Valley areas, and that'll continue into Wednesday as well along a weak trough in the central interior areas. Look for mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers, especially over the mountainous terrain of southern Alaska, but it'll be partly sunny over the southeastern Copper River Basin and the northern Panhandle as a weak trough produces a few isolated showers over the southern southeast coast. High pressure along the Arctic coast will keep temperatures cold and conditions dry, with most of sunshine over the Brooks Range into the Kobuk and Noatak Valley areas. Strong storm pushing into the western Aleutians late tomorrow will bring gale force winds that will push eastward with the front across the central Aleutians during the day Thursday, approaching the Fox Islands in the afternoon. Otherwise, a few showers will continue to fall over the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and possibly the Kuskokwim Valley with a weak trough there, and a front will produce periods of light rain, fog, and drizzle over Kodiak Island that will extend northward into Cook Inlet and the southern Kenai Peninsula, as well as western Cook Inlet to the western Alaska Range. With Alaska statewide weather, I'm David Percy.